I had the rare opportunity, as a religious school student, to have my mother as my teacher for seventh grade. And every seventh grader went through the first exercise at the beginning of the year. My mom gave out a sheet, and at the top of the sheet it said, "What's in a name?" And each one of us was given the task of going home and finding out the name that we were given when we were born, our Hebrew name, who we were named after, and the meaning of that name. So my Hebrew name, Nechama Basha, I was named after my great-grandfather, Nathan, Nahum, my great-grandmother, Bessie, but that name Nahum stayed with me my entire life because I knew that the name Nahum, comfort or consolation, was something that I was destined to live up to. So many of us know the definition of our Hebrew names or the definition of our given names. But as our tradition teaches us, we actually have three names in our lifetime. The name that we're given at birth, the name that other people call us, and the name that we acquire ourselves. It's that second piece of our tradition that I want to talk about this morning. The name that other people choose to call us. Many of you know I'm in a chevruta in which I'm studying Masechet Megillah, Tractate Megillah, with a colleague of mine. And we came across an interesting passage which spoke about Moses' various names. Who knew? So many of us think Moses has one name, Moshe. And yet there's this entire passage that speaks about Moses' various names and what he's called by other people. So just a few to enlighten us this morning. Moses was also known by the rabbis as Chever. Reason being, the word chibur. He connected, Moses connected the people of Israel to our ancestors and to our history. So what was Moses known by? What was he known for by other people? He connected our people to our tradition, our ancestry, our heritage. Another name, he was known as Soho. Why? Because when people saw Moshe, they were reminded that he would build a spiritual sukkah, a spiritual building of protection around the people Israel. What was Moses known by? He was known as a protector, as someone who shielded others from danger. And finally, one last name, Avi, Avi, Avi. He was known as the father of Torah, the father of Chokhmah, of wisdom, and the father of prophecy. We are given so many names in our lifetime. The one that we are born with, the definition that we should certainly live up to. But the harder task is attaining a name that we're proud of and which others call us. Do people look at us and say, "She's a listener"? Do people look at us and say, "He's a protector"? Do people look at us and say, "That is what a mother should be"? I hope on this Shabbat, yes, we remember the names that we are given in our lifetime, but most of all, that we live each and every one of our days proud of the names that people call us by. Shabbat Shalom.